I'm sure many of you are familiar with the famous, or better put, infamous Tinder experiments. But in case you're not, I'll go into some detail. A while back, a bunch of people devised a plan of social experimentation, if you will. They wanted to see how women would react to very, very attractive men with criminal backgrounds. So what they did was they took extremely attractive but generic photos of very, very attractive men. Not men who were super famous, mind you, but who were just very attractive, you know, basically Chads, 8s to 9s, and they put a bunch of these photos into Tinder. And then they added some bio and some description, and invariably all these Chads they were posting had some kind of criminal background. Now, oftentimes it was not a serious criminal background, it was some minor stuff, misdemeanors. But in some cases, it got pretty extreme, you know, violent crime and what have you. And in the most extreme case, I'm not allowed to say it on YouTube, the respective Chad had a background in, how should we put it, preferences for very, very young people, so to speak. And despite that, all of these men, who didn't actually exist, but all these men got very positive feedback and responses from the women on Tinder, ranging from it's not a big deal to everyone makes mistakes. In fact, infamously, one of the responses to the guy who had the worst criminal background, the one I just mentioned, was, oh, everyone makes mistakes. There's always time to improve yourself, something along those lines. And what this experiment basically served to do was to prove something along the lines of the halo effect, and basically that looks matter a lot more than people purport that they do. We see this by way of this experiment because most of the women who fell for it were not very concerned about the criminal background. They were too entranced and bedazzled by the looks of the alleged men. Now, like I said, these men did not exist. This was a social experiment. So we know it looks matter a lot. But it is true that there are other things that matter in addition to looks. Now, nobody these days is going to downplay the importance of lookism. But I have to say, at times, I do feel like lookists, if that's the right term, I'm not sure, but people who endorse lookism above all other things, sometimes underplay or downplay the value of things like status and money to a lesser degree. It's not to say that looks are not important. They're supremely important, but it's a package deal. And of course, there's the famous, you know, looks, money, status, this sort of thing. But looks, money, status, or LMS as it's sometimes referred to in the acronym, doesn't always have to be the exact sequential order it's placed in. And it's for this reason that today I want to talk about an interesting social experiment that was performed, not for the sake of determining anything per se. It was done for purely self-interested reasons, but it was, in its totality, something along the lines of this Tinder experiment vis-a-vis the Chad photos. Only this time, it was about status. Now, there's this guy in Germany, a German guy who calls himself Nick, the name doesn't really matter, who did an interview on a well-known German podcaster channel. And basically what he did was he impersonated a famous singer. Now, I'm going to link the interview in the description. Unfortunately, it's in German. I listened to it in German. You might be able to use artificial intelligence, AI, to get some sort of translation. I don't know. But if you do speak German, feel free, check it out. It's fairly interesting. In any event, I listened to the thing, and it was pretty revelatory in the sense that it only confirmed what we already knew, but to a degree that would surprise you. So this guy, Nick, right? He's told one day that there's a singer, online singer called Jake. Pretty good looking, tall. He's got the weird Jerry curl haircut that all the young guys have. I absolutely despise it. Nick does as well, incidentally. And somebody says, oh, you look just like Jake. Nick says, well, he doesn't know who Jake is. He looks him up and he sees a kind of vague resemblance. But after some thought, what he decides to do is try an experiment. So he takes some photos, some with shades to, you know, cover up the differences. And let's be honest, I think Jake is the better looking guy. This Nick guy has significant asymmetries compared to Jake. But regardless, there's some vague resemblance there. Takes some photos, some with shades on, and just attempts his best to present himself looking like Jake. Then he goes on to Bumble, primarily Bumble, I think some other platforms as well. And he makes up some story posing as this Jake guy, the singer, and then claims that he's in Germany for a week visiting his grandparents, who have moved to Germany for some bizarre reason, allegedly because the healthcare in Germany is better. Really silly, dumb stuff, but regardless, it seems to work. And almost instantly, he gets interest because Bumble, if you're not familiar as a platform, requires that the women contact the men there first. And the women start lining up as shite draws flies, so to speak. And pretty soon, in the record time, if he's to be believed, now most men exaggerate their body count and their conquests, just as women tend to downplay their body count and, well, surrender, so to speak. But if he's to be believed, within a few weeks, he gets dozens and dozens of successes, basically lays. Women writing to him, saying sometimes outrageous things in the sense of, can I give you a blowjob? Can I do this? Can I do that? Sending nudes, basically the female equivalent of pee-pee pics, so to speak. And this gang, he tries out for a week, two, and it goes on. And he ends up meeting tons and tons of young women who are obsessed with this Jake, thinking that he is Jake. Now, the experiment gets quite confusing at some point in time. And to be perfectly blunt, a bit discombobulated. And he keeps the experiment going for close to a year. Now, he's not always successful, and he doesn't name a percentage, but it sounds like something like 75 to 80% of the time, he's successful. Meaning he's able to sort of catfish these girls with this persona of Jake, even though he's not Jake, under this lie that he's in Germany for a week or something similar. And most of them buy it hook, line, and sinker. And as he explains it in the interview, within sometimes 45 minutes, they're chatting. And 45 minutes later, he's inside of them. And this is a direct quote, by the way. So it seems that this is one of the most interesting status experiments ever run. Now, of course, this guy Nick didn't run it for the sake of status. The guy is completely controlled by his hormones on a level that I think even for that age is kind of bonkers, to be honest. The guy was so driven just to get laid. He ran this experiment, and he's probably a sex addict, to be perfectly honest. He's in various polygamous relationships, this sort of thing. You know, more power to him, whatever. But I should also point out the obvious risk in running an experiment like this. Now, he claims there were no legal issues whatsoever. I don't know what the deal is with impersonating someone like that. But what if one of these women or these girls who was disappointed or didn't think that he was actually the singer guy decided to say, oh, well, he did something to me, you know, false accusations. Now, apparently there's video evidence he talks about, at least with the podcaster guy, to prove a lot of this. And in fact, in one very bizarre instance, there was some very young girl, about 18, who desperately wanted to meet up with him, but she lived at home. And she had her father make a video speaking broken English, saying something to the effect, oh, you can all hang out. We can all watch a film together. And the implication being, obviously, that they would be knocking boots and not watching a film. The father would be watching a film, this sort of thing. How that works exactly is beyond my comprehension. A father simply greenlighting his daughter being boned multiple times by some random guy claiming to be a famous singer. Anyway, neither here nor there. The point is this guy's social experiment worked pretty well. He doesn't even look exactly like the guy. Like I said, he's not as attractive. He's a bit darker in tone, more asymmetries, and his Jerry curl looks even worse. But despite that, the vague resemblance was enough to get the women interested. Now, in addition to all of that, he claims at least that since he was posing as an American, the girls, after they had boinked, would text their friends, call up their friends, immediately telling them that they had just boinked this famous Jake singer, none the wiser to the fact that he's actually a German speaker and thus understood everything. And it seemed in many cases that the women just wanted bragging points about the fact that they had spread their legs for a famous singer. It's all about the status for women, of course. Now, admittedly, this is an extreme case, you know, posing as a famous multimillionaire singer, but the point still stands. Women will do quite a lot in order to be with a guy for the sake of status, just as they will forgive many sins for the sake of looks. And on top of that, we have to admit, there's obviously a selection effect going on here. There's always a selection effect. Women with lower levels of sociosexuality are not going to do this sort of thing. In fact, he's been in multiple polygamous relationships where he's the only guy and there are multiple women involved. Again, there's definitely a selection effect here. But the fact that so many women were willing to basically shed their clothes in an instant just to copulate with someone for the sake of status with no guarantee, not even a shred of a promise of a relationship, because that's usually the logic, right? That if I sleep with this guy, then he might want to be in a relationship with me. This is the faulty logic, obviously. But no, They just wanted to be able to say, hey, kudos, I spread my legs for a rich and famous singer. And eventually, apparently, he claims he got tired of the whole fiasco and shenanigans. Maybe, maybe not. He claims he's learned some great lesson and now he's illuminated and this sort of thing. Whatever. The guy himself is not that interesting, but rather what he did is interesting. And we see, I think this is basically a counterweight to the claim that looks always trump status. This is simply not the case. You are going to get variability. And in extreme cases, i.e. a famous singer, multimillionaire, this sort of thing, it's going to probably work out to your favor. Now, does this mean that anyone can do this? No. Obviously, this is an exceptionally rare experiment. Most people are not even vaguely lookalikes to famous stars or singers or what have you. But in this case, it just goes to show that status at times can trump looks. Because, let's be honest, the guy himself is pretty good looking, the original Jake guy. But the imposter, the impersonator, is like a high-tier normie. He's tall, though. He did say that. He's something like, I think, 196, which would be above 6'4", I think, if I'm converting right. And so he does have the height advantage. But at the end of the day, if status is great enough, it will trump looks. Now, there are some caveats here, I should add, obviously. I think, ultimately, as I said before, this was very foolish because when you are copulating with dozens, if not hundreds of women who you're deceiving, what happens when hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned, if you get my drift, meaning false accusations, concerns, this sort of thing. Now he claims he got off scot-free and there's nothing illegal about what he did. Who knows? I'm no legal authority, but the sheer risk involved is just dumb. I get it. You're really horny. You can't control your libido. It makes sense, especially when you're young. He's an exceptionally horny guy, to be perfectly honest. But I certainly wouldn't recommend this. But I think it's a good illustration that women, some women at least, can be exceptionally superficial. Because again, it shatters and dispels the myth that women copulate with guys in the hopes that they might have a relationship with them if they're higher status or better looking. But no, in this case, they just wanted brownie points, bragging points to their girlfriends. Anyway, interesting stuff. Like I said, I will link the video in the description. It's in German. Maybe you can use AI to translate it. I don't know. I listened to it in the original. But as always, thank you for tuning in. And many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my very generous donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing if you're not yet a sub, much appreciated. Helps out the channel, I think at least. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye for now.
If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.